to another episode of Shypedia Podcast. This is your host, Marsha Marsha. And that beat behind me is a little bit nostalgic. You know, I think it's like timeless because Erykah Badu, but she was not the first person who actually used this beat. I think it was a West Coast thing with Nate Dogg and Warren G. Okay, I had to take it back a little bit, but it was for a reason though, because in the studio with me today, I have not the bag lady, but the lady that helps the bag lady, Miss Kristen Ivy. Miss Kristen Ivy is the expert for Tidy, and let's go ahead and welcome her to the show. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you, Marsha. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, it's great having you here because I knew that we had to get you in here because all of us, we need this in our life, whether it's on a personal level or whether it is on, you know, just the home front. We need organization. And so this is your job. This is what you do. You go out and you help people tidy their homes. Please give us more detail on exactly what it is. And it's called KonMari.
Yes,
right?
The KonMari method. Yep, I am a KonMari consultant. So I help people transform their lives by starting at home. So I teach this particular organizing method that's all about decluttering and letting go, but really giving yourself permission to keep whatever you want to as long as it sparks joy. And then it starts out as this exploration of objects, but then it turns into this bigger insight on how you can change your behaviors moving forward and what comes into your home so that you actually remain tidy once and for all once you get through this KonMari tidying event.
Okay. The whole tidying thing, was this something that you were into your whole life?
Well, I do have an affinity for order and things being put away.
Okay.
And I thought forever that I was organized. People in my office life and work life and home life would say, oh, you're organized. My friends would get me to help them organize. And it was always a temporary kind of fix at that time.
Temporary fix. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I see myself being guilty of that as well. You know, but I have noticed how much easier it was on me. Just not only just the fact that it's organized, but everything outside of home was, mm-hmm. you know, it kind of just made life smooth.
Yes.
But you said the quote that you used was spark joy.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean?
Sure. So the KonMari method is a Japanese-based decluttering method. So it's based on principles of respect, gratitude, and joy. And it's all about asking yourself, holding everything in your home. So making thousands of decisions about everything that's in your home, picking that item up and asking yourself, does it spark joy? And you can use different terminologies. When I was tidying my own things, I would say, oh, I love this. And my whole body language would light up when I was holding it, you know, and I knew that thing would stick around. You don't have to use the term joy, but that's kind of just the shorthand of the main question that the entire system is built around. And we can go into detail about the other ways it's a little bit more unconventional than tidying the traditional way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So anything that sparks joy, and this came from a Japanese method.
Yes.
So I'm sure like in Japan, you know, being organized was very important because of the spacing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The homes are a lot smaller, more like 600 square feet. But really, square footage is not an indicator of your clutter challenge. It's really not a factor. So you can have a small space and still feel super cluttered. It's even more important to actually declutter in small spaces. So it did originate in Japan because a lot of people were struggling with tidying at the time or clutter at the time. And Marie Kondo recognized this issue and came up with a guidebook for her particular way of staying permanently tidy. So it started out as just a tool for her clients before she would arrive at their home. But then everyone caught wind of it, and it became a published book in 2014. And today it sold 10 million copies, and the book is called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. So that's where the KonMari method was born.
So it seems like she took something really simple though,
mm-hmm.
From boxes, using
mm-hmm.
boxes.
Yes.
And like securely putting your, like, whether it's clothing, mm-hmm. or just articles or the way that you fold it. It's a method. It's a whole method to all. It's a process.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'll start you. The beginning of the process is actually to define your vision. So it doesn't start with touching any items or making decisions. You actually sit down and think about what your ideal day would be like. What do you want more of in life? What do you want less of? And that starts to shape your mind around the experiences that you want to invite into your home. And it takes the attention away from the stuff. Ultimately, we want to get to living and not to tidying, right? So we start with vision. And then we move on to tidying by category instead of room. So traditionally, when you would either invite a professional organizer in or decide you want to declutter one morning, you might declutter a miscellaneous drawer, a junk drawer, or a closet, one closet in your home or your garage. But that particular space has lots of different items in them. So like if you have one glove in one drawer, there might be 20 other gloves in another room. So KonMari is all about moving them all together by category and then feeling the weight of that particular category in your space. Starting
just
with
thinking
clothing.
About it right now makes mm-hmm. me feel like relieved because I noticed that, like you said, you have a pair of gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just cleaning it up out of this one room.
In isolation, yep.
You know, I have about 10 more in a basement that I'm sure will never be used.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's a process of elimination.
Yep.
And which one of these gloves will bring me joy?
Right. And you can compare them or you can see if each one has inherent joy. And really you land on whatever number feels right to you. It's not about minimizing. And you may have heard of minimalist philosophies. It's in the same family as that. But really it gives you permission to keep whatever number is comfortable for you. So for example, for me, the category of shoes was a high joy factor.
Right.
I love shoes. I have about 58 pairs of shoes.
Okay.
And that, you know, I'm minimalist may balk at that, but that's what was comfortable for me. That sparked joy for me. And they're all stored in a very respectful and honorable way. And then when I go into my kitchen, there's maybe two cutting knives, you know, like, so I'm a little bit more minimalist in the kitchen area, but that's just because what I'm keeping in my home is aligning with my values and my interests.
With who you are.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's all making sense.
Great.
Okay. So you are a consultant. Mm-hmm. How long? You've been doing this for 2 years.
Yes.
In the Chicago area.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the only one in this area that's
I'm the first. There's
the first.
Some in Illinois and in the suburbs, but I'm the first to be certified in the city of Chicago.
Okay. Wow. So we already spoke on the fact that you always like to organize anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And so what made you decide to join the KonMari method?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I was going through my own tidying experience, I realized I didn't quite understand what organization actually meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought just because I pick things up off the floor and I put them away, that means I'm organized. With this, it's more of an exploration of consumption. So when you bring all of your clothes together in one pile, that's the first step, and you confront your clutter in a way that's not supposed to be super comfortable. It's intentionally supposed to make you a little uneasy. It's so that you can say, what does this say about where I am right now in my life? And when I did that with my own clothes, I found $300 worth of clothes that had tags on them that didn't spark joy. And so I realized that I was shopping to cope with some underlying, you know, discomfort of some kind. And as I moved through the next two categories, which are books and papers, I found clues like an old book about how to start an organizing business that I never read, that I'd had on my shelf for like 10 years, or some other businesses that I was able to kind of archive and put to rest so that I could make space for maybe a new business. And at the time, I'd been working in corporate America for 14 years, and I was not inspired by my job at all. And, you know, although I'm very grateful for it, I just knew that it wasn't something I was going to do forever. So this connected all the dots for me. And I remember by the time I was halfway through the process, I was texting my friends, like, as soon as she brings this to the United States, I'm taking the first training course and I'm there. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So this teaches us that mm-hmm. once we get to this point of organizing or using this method, we will learn a lot about ourselves
mm-hmm.
based off the things that we have in our home.
Yes. tidying is essentially exploration of yourself. Cleaning is separate from tidying, but definitely related. That's more of you taking care of nature, mm-hmm. natural accumulation of dirt. Tidying is more of a confrontation with objects, moving around things, and essentially exploring yourself through that process.
You hear that, people? There's a difference between tidying and cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Notes taken. Okay, so you came here to Chicago.
Yes.
And you brought your expertise here.
Mm-hmm.
So people reach out to you and they say, okay, well, I found out about this.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me more. How do you get started with the process?
Yeah, well, at first it starts with just the conversation. So everyone's idea of clutter is different. Everyone's situation is different. So I just start with a simple phone call and we talk about what type of program would work best. So I offer a series of services. Sometimes someone just wants a joy check, as we call it, just some expertise, you know, from someone who is immersed in tidying that would help them answer those final questions. They were able to get pretty far on their own. So then I match them with more of a virtual consultation, or if they just want to talk about their vision or they just want to declutter maybe their digital space, that's where a virtual consultation would be a good fit.
Wow.
But really, primarily, I'm in homes because that's the best way for me to really see the situation and make the biggest impact is to be in homes doing active tidying. And each appointment is actually called a lesson because I am teaching the approach as we tidy. So it's not me coming in and doing it for someone. It's me working with you, training you on this method, helping you build your tidying muscle. And then as my clients get more experienced, they get more empowered. Every decision gives them more control over their home life and also over everything outside of their home life as well. They start going out more, or they start attracting money or losing weight, mm-hmm. Even before the process even, you know, ends. So it's really interesting how now I'm doing something that really has like a tangible impact instead of a job where I really couldn't see if I was influencing anyone in like a real way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what type of people have you come across that sort of reach out to you mm-hmm. for this?
Well, one thing about all of my clients is they're super successful and talented and creative and are doing awesome things. They're photographers, or they play in a rock band, or they've climbed mountains and achieved really big fitness goals, or they're moms of like teenagers while they're juggling, you know, two jobs or educator, mm-hmm. you know, so they just do so much and they're juggling so much. So we first work on decluttering the calendar a bit before we get started.
Oh,
right?
We do that as well.
Yes.
Calendar. Okay.
It's all about making sure we have time set aside to make this a priority for the short term. And then we move on to tidying, you know, for I would say this usually takes place within like 90 days to 60 days. Or I'm sorry, 90 days to 6 months. And we tidy it 5 hours at a time. And then we move forward to moving through each category. Usually we can get through about one category in the 5 hours.
Okay.
Sometimes it requires two. Some categories require just one or a half of the time. So everyone's process is different. But yeah, all my clients, they are successful people. They just have this one issue, you know, that's tying them down. And if they could get it under control, they could take their creative businesses that, you know, stem from their home to another level. They can become an extension of a home that they honor and really, you know, be even more productive and creative.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. I'm inspired.
Oh, good.
Because I have children mm-hmm. as well. So, you know, being a parent and having children, you have to be organized.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If not, it's like, you know, you could go completely insane. What would be your advice to people with children? Do you get a lot of clients?
I do. I have a lot of moms that I work with.
Okay.
And they...
What is their biggest concern? Complaint.
Well,
what's the first thing they may say to you?
The first thing they may say is like, oh, this home is disorganized because I have kids.
Uh-huh.
And what we do is we shift the attention back to self. Remember, I said self-care, self-discovery, self-awareness. That includes also only tidying your things first. So not trying to worry about the whole household. So a lot of my moms call me and they say, it's like I feel the whole burden of the entire house and everyone who lives there, everyone's stuff on my shoulders. So it's all about taking back your boundaries in the home and getting more settled in the idea of what sparks joy for you and your vision, independent of whatever your family is doing. So then the moms become the shining example, and they're modeling their truth, and they are then organically getting other people to come on board instead of saying, you need to pick up your stuff, you know, pointing the fingers or tidy shaming, as we call it. It's all about you setting the example first.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That sounds challenging to get some kids to follow suit.
Well, the cool thing is when you've actually walked through the whole process just for your things, you have a ton of gratitude and compassion for everyone else, more than when you start. So it's really not about like whether or not the kids come around or not. It's like just letting them come to their own conclusion and being the example.
The definition of KonMari is just to tidy. That's the word, tidy, in Japanese, right?
No, actually, KonMari is a little bit of a play on Marie Kondo, the author of The Method. Uh-huh. So it's a little bit of a play on her first and last name.
Oh, mm-hmm. I thought it had its own name in Japanese.
Like, it doesn't, but I should probably learn the Japanese word for tidying.
Okay. Well, we all can use help in just cleaning our lives up. Mm-hmm. And it almost sounds like therapy.
Yes.
Like you're almost like a therapist.
Mm-hmm. I wear a lot of hats.
Okay. So how can a person compare you to a therapist?
It's very similar. So it's similar to health and wellness. Tidying falls under health and wellness. So think about some people use fitness as a vehicle for transforming someone's life. And yeah, it starts with working out, but then the trainer might have discussions with that person about the larger goals and the broader connection to this person's values, mm-hmm. that this activity actually is serving. So we start by exploring the objects, but it all comes around to exploring different aspects of life, putting various stages or seasons in your life to rest, and letting go of the emotions that may be connected to these objects.
What's a success mm-hmm. story that you've heard that really stands out?
Well, one was very recently. I helped a mom who had three teenage girls, and I tidied with three teenage girls in one day. So that was very interesting. I would rotate around and they would each get started and work through all the categories. And I took her through the whole home tidy program that I have. And so that was in total about 30 hours of tidying time with that entire family. And by the end of it, I was interviewing two of the daughters and the mother and just, you know, asking them questions for like testimonials and things. Mm-hmm. And one of the daughters went off into the corner and said, I want to write my own testimonial for you. So she wrote me a note and it just like almost brought me to tears. She got to the heart of this method, like more than adults typically do. And she was just saying like, I don't understand why everyone doesn't do this as, you know, to move on to the next phase of life. I feel more comfortable at school. I'm getting more homework done. I feel productive in my space. So she definitely, you know, made a big impact, or the method made a big impact on her life.
Wow. So this is deep, mm-hmm. Kristen. This is really deep because as you're talking, I'm almost getting into the zone where it's like, you know, I feel like I've already started almost, and I feel weight just being released, just thinking uh-huh, about it a uh-huh. little bit. It's kind of weird, but I love it.
Yeah,
I truly love it. How can people get in touch with you and make an appointment to set up a consultation?
Sure. You can visit fortheloveoftidy.com. On there, you can go to the services page and hit free consultation or free joy call, as it's called. And we can set up some time to talk about what program would be the best fit. And I also co-host a podcast every Tuesday, and that podcast is called Spark Joy Podcast. And it is you can go to sparkjoypodcast.com and that podcast is all about the KonMari method. So if you're interested in learning about more about that, we definitely dive deep into the fundamentals and then take a broader look of the KonMari lifestyle. Because after you're done tidying, then you move on to this just being a part of you and something that becomes part of your lifestyle. So we switch gears into that and interview people who are sparking joy in their own lives.
And I did check out the Instagram as well.
Awesome. Thank you. So yes, I am on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
For the love of tidy.
For the love of tidy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've seen a lot of inspirational quotes on there as well. So
yes,
it'd be great to follow in every day as you scroll, because we have a habit of doing that.
Yes.
just scroll through and just seeing something that can definitely change your life.
Mm-hmm.
This is life changing.
Mm-hmm.
Life enhancing.
Yes.
So we appreciate you so much. And I'm going to look into it. I need a consultation.
Oh, please do. Anytime.
And also, you do businesses.
Yes.
Let's touch on all bases. So we do digital, we do businesses, we do homes, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on this gloomy day.
Mm-hmm.
It's raining outside as we're looking out over on Wacker and over in Michigan looking at the river. But I want to thank you so much for coming through. Is there anything else that you want to tell people? We have any events coming up?
Yes, I actually am going to be taking this message across Chicago from August 21st to March 18th. So we're going to be tidying and talking about tidying through the new year. I'm going to 24 libraries, so we're going to do a KonMari library tour. So it'll be all about the fundamentals, and there's more information on the website. If you go to fortheloveoftidy.com and click on events, you'll see the full lineup, and I'll be posting more details very shortly about that tour.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be looking forward to it. All right. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Marsha. It's great.
This is Shypedia. Shypedia.